理课堂听 class.com。
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, Robbie Stewart and his friend Alexandra Pappas are watching a baseball game on television.Robbie discovers that Alexandra knows very little about baseball, so he explains the game to her. But Grandpa Stewart has a better idea. He decides to take her to her first baseball game.
Struck him out, and that's three outs for Boston.So, at the end of the first inning, it's Boston 2 and New York nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
I bet I can make you really hungry.
So, did you understand that, Alexandra?
I don't understand everything. Tell me again and make it simple.
Okay. In baseball, one team pitches the ball. That means they throw the ball. And the other team tries to hit the ball...with that wooden stick. It's called a bat.
Let me see now. The man with the bat is the batter, and the man with the ball is the pitcher.
Great! What happens next?
The pitcher throws the ball, the batter hits it, and sometimes he runs around the baseball.
Right! But he can stop on any base. There's first base, second base, third base,
and home. That's the starting base.
Right. So he wants to move all the way around the field, touching all four bases.
Because that way he scores a point.
Not a point, a run. We call a point a run in baseball.
Batting for New York now is number 34, Billy Gonzalez. The pitch. He swings, and he drives the ball to left field. It's a hit. He'll get to second base on
hey,
that hit.
Did you see that?What a hit!
This is exciting.
Okay, next lesson.
Wait a minute, Robbie. I'm just beginning to learn this game. And besides, I'm starving.
Me too. We could order some pizza from the pizza place.
That sounds great. You know I love pizza.
All right. Hand me the phone. I'll call.
Hi there. How's the game?
Oh, hi, Grandpa.It's a good game, but Boston's winning 2-0.
Alexandra, do you like baseball?
I do, but I'm just starting to learn about it.
Grandpa, this is Alexandra's first game.
But this is just television. The best way to learn the game is to go to one. I know that Boston is playing in New York next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Robbie, it's time for you and me to go to a game again.And Alexandra, you can be our guest.
Thank you. I would love to go.
Good. I'll call and get some tickets.
But first, I'll call the pizza parlor.
I'm hungry. Let's talk about pizza.
What is pizza?
Pizza is a very popular food in the United States. It's a kind of cheese and tomato pie. You can have a lot of different things on it, like mushrooms, olives, sausage, and so on.
Now you're making me hungry. Where can I find pizza?
I'll show you. Let's call Mama's Pizza. 555-2299.
Mama's.
Hi.I'd like you to deliver a pizza.
Address?
46 Linden Street, Riverdale.
Telephone?
555-3090.
What's your order?
A large pizza with extra cheese and mushrooms.
It'll be about 15 minutes.
Thanks. My pizza's coming. Bye.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Alexandra Pappas goes to her first baseball game as the guest of Robbie and Grandpa Stewart. They are helping her to learn some of the rules of the game. Robbie shows Alexandra his baseball glove. He always brings the glove, waiting for the day when a baseball will fly toward his seat. And this is the great day. A batter hits a ball very close to Robbie's seat. Too bad for Robbie. Someone else is wearing his glove.
Okay, Alexandra. It's the seventh inning.
And an inning is a chance for each baseball team to hit the ball and score runs.
Right. So it's the seventh inning. How many innings are left in the game?
Well, there are nine innings. So there's the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth. Three more innings.
Good girl. Good girl.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. I am learning.
Watch the pitcher, Purcell. Watch him throw the ball. He's got a great arm.
Cold sodas. Cold beer. Get them right here.
Keep your eyes open, kids. I'm looking for the man with the hot dogs and peanuts.
Getting hungry, Grandpa?
I want to buy Alexandra a hot dog and a bag of peanuts.
That sounds good.
You always eat hot dogs and peanuts at a baseball game. Now watch the batter. This guy can really hit the ball.
Who is it?
It's Gonzalez, number 34.
Yeah, he's 34. Baseball players always have a number. You can see it on the back of their shirts.
Oh, he missed the ball.
But usually he hits it far.
Come on! Come on, hit it!
Did you bring your baseball glove, Robbie?
I never go to a baseball game without it. It's right here, Grandpa.
Why aren't you wearing it?
The ball never comes to me.
Put it on. Maybe today is the day.
I really shouldn't bring it anymore. It never happens. The balls never come toward me. The chance of catching one is so small. I'm always hopeful, I guess.
Maybe today is the day.
That glove doesn't look very comfortable.
But you need it to catch a baseball. Without it, it hurts.
Can I try the glove on?
Sure. Here.
The leather is very soft.
Do this. Punch your other hand in the palm of the glove. Hard. See? It doesn't hurt.
Here comes a ball. Watch out. Watch out.
Alexandra, are you all right?
Yes, Bobby. I'm all right. But look. I caught the ball.
You caught the ball. I don't believe it.
Today, we're going to study the words, come on. Listen.
Oh, he missed the ball.
But usually he hits it far.
Come on! Come on, hit it!
Robbie said, come on, to help the batter hit the ball, to encourage him. Okay, you and I are at a baseball game. My team is called the Bears. Your team is called the Eagles. Remember, the Eagles. Now, you have to cheer louder than me. Come on, Bears! Come on, Bears!
I can't hear you. You should be saying,
come on, Eagles! Come on, Eagles!
Come on, Bears! Come on, Bears! I think my team won! Today we studied the words, come on. Bye for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.